Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Come and put your name on it. Put your name on it. Come and put your name on it.
Sing it, hon.
I don't
know what this is.
Put your name on it.
I feel like that Dexter.
It's not even my birthday.
Oh, it's not even my birthday.
Oh, I do like icing. That's the code word.
Not like any song that talks about action.
This is about action? I thought it was about cake.
No.
I mean, you could lick the icing off the cake.
Man, don't lie to that, man. This is a nasty song.
Really? Because I know the milkshakes, they bring me to the yard because I love a good vanilla milkshake. And
that
then,
is not what Kellis is talking about.
I think so. And then this song, Cake.
No, action time.
I love the rappers that rap about food, milkshakes, and cake.
I like action.
Time for your chance to win $1,000. It's the 560 WQAM $1,000 Touchdown Contest. Your chance to take home $1,000. Text the word cake. Cake to 72881. Text the word cake to 72881 right now. If you don't win this time, your next chance will be at 5 o'clock. By the way, Ira Winderman's going to join us at 5 o'clock, bring us the latest on Jimmy Butler.
I had a parent-teacher conference today. Both my kids are doing okay. Me and my wife are headed back from the school. I asked her, could we get a little frisky when we get home? And she was like, why did a parent-teacher conference get you sexually excited?
Weird.
Because the kids are doing well.
What?
We're parenting, you know, we're togetherness, we're making a family. We're doing. Let's go touch each other.
What the hell just happened?
I don't know.
That never happened to you before?
From a parent-teacher conference?
But like, you know, you just like, the kids weren't even there. They were with the grandmother. But, you know, like you see your family thriving and things are going good. You're looking to, you know, whatever. The price of the house went up. Your investments got a little better. Your family's going. You want some action.
I want cottage cheese in that situation.
Cottage cheese?
There's some icing on the cake, man.
So text the word cake to 72881. 560 WQAM's $1,000 Touchdown Contest brought to you by Gunther Mazda. Get to know the all-new premium Mazda lineup at Gunther Mazda today. This is a national contest. Message and data rates may apply. Please don't text and drive. So how's the story end?
She had to go to work.
And that's why I always like cottage cheese. Because it's always there for me. Cottage cheese never.
What happened?
Never has to go to work.
So I said something in the car on the way home, and she kind of laughed. You know, we kind of joked about it. But I thought I had some inception in her mind. Like, okay, well, now I got her thinking about action. So we get to the house. She goes in the office. She was typing up stuff. I went in the room and just laid in the bed.
Because you know, like, that, hey, I've planted the seeds. So
now,
yeah.
She sneaks
this
in
is
there.
This is, by the way, this is the story of my life for 15 years out of 22. But this is it. I have planted the seed. Now it's about to go down.
Yep. So I'm laying there, comfortable. Got my shirt on. I just got some shorts on. Maybe she come in to see my shoulders or something. She gets excited. Beep, 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 beep. So that's the alarm. We have a chime when the door opens.
She's gone.
I said, oh, she ran to the car to get a bag. Damn. It seems like I got to.
That's me. That's me at home. I plant the seed, and then you fast forward 12 minutes later, and it's me shirtless on the couch eating cottage cheese. Happened again. I'm the fish that keeps biting. Like, I never realized the lure is not actual food.
God, it's cheese. It's me and you again.
Let me play some of this Ryan Tannehill sound because I know a lot of Dolphins fans are interested in what he has to say after that outing on Sunday. Here's Ryan Tannehill on how the offense can score more than one touchdown a game.
Early on last week for for two and a half, three quarters, we did a good job of executing the run game, being third and manageable, converting on third downs. You know, had some opportunities on third downs that we didn't convert, and we should have. So just comes down to execution. If we stay ahead of the chains and we don't put ourselves in second and 20 and, you know, third and 17s, then we're going to be in good shape. So, like I said, take care of the football, eliminate the dumb penalties, and we'll be in good shape.
By the way, the Dow Jones plunged 800 points today. Mm. That's bad. Don't check your 401ks tonight.
You said your investments were doing good today. That's what led to
couldn't be doing good today.
No, I was just saying, like, overall in life.
He's saying, like, when you realize, like, hey, I'm a successful adult, it can be euphoric. It can be.
I don't know that feeling yet.
Yeah, like quarterly, I get back my kid. What is it, 501c3 thing? A little
yeah,
a little investment stuff.
501c3. That's a charitable thing, isn't it? Oh, you're talking about the kid's college fund.
Yeah. And the college funds come back, and it, you know, you got like 10 grand in, you know, 4 or 5 months. You're like, man, that's good. The investment's rolling. The kids are going to be set for school. Let's get some action in. That never happens.
Cottage cheese.
But, you know, like the family. Like, you're okay. We're building. We're growing together. It's beautiful. Action time.
Cottage cheese.
What does cottage cheese do for you?
That's my outlet.
I want some spoiled milk because things are great.
Hey, man. 48.
Hey, you got to slang that thing. I got some pills at the house
for
you.
Oh, I can slang that cottage cheese. I take it from the fork right up to the mouth.
Oh, I thought you said you had the wing with the wing.
Ryan Tannehill saying he's got to play smarter.
At the end of the day, it's a decision, right? Everything you do is a decision. So the first one, obviously, bad decision. The second one, probably a bit too aggressive. Moving up in the pocket like that. Third and 20, you know, probably should have just ran it and moved on and punted and moved on to the next play.
And so hereby easily correctable.
Yeah, no question. It's something we talked through, and we're going to continue to work in practice of putting ourselves in those situations and, you know, having the right reaction when you get in those situations again.
More from Tannehill. I guess he was asked if it's hard to concede that you lost a play and then just move on to the next one.
I think at certain times it's hard, obviously, right? You want to stay on the attack. You want to be the aggressor in the situation, especially at the end of the game, like we had there, you know, kind of a 3-minute drive type situation where you want to stay in the attack and go win the thing. So it is kind of anti-intuitive to be able to come off the gas and have a bigger picture mentality. So that's something, obviously, that I have to work on and we'll get better at as we move forward.
They all need to work on that. Well, not they all. Tannehill and Gase need to work on that. That's what all he just said, staying in front of the chains, not getting in third and 20 and all that. You get in third and 20 when you throw a lot and you get up holding, jumping off sides, trying to kick back. If you noticed it, there's so many more penalties when you're throwing the ball. There's so many more times to make a mistake when you're throwing the ball. There are sack force fumbles. There are interceptions. There are tip passes. There are tip passes by the line and tip passes by the DBs. When you run the ball, quarterback turns around and hands it to a man that's standing next to him. That's how you get in third and manageable. I answered that question. Tannehill, go. Do your thing. I got it. I figured it out for you. You're welcome.
Here's Tannehill. You know, they got the Bears on Sunday. He says we got to account for Khalil Mack.
We face players like this a few times a year. There's a few elite pass rushers in this league, and he's one of them. So you have to be aware of where he is. If you don't control him, you don't do a good job of having a plan of attack, then he can wreck a game. So definitely a guy that we want to have in mind where he's at all times.
Yeah, he's going to eat you alive.
That's what you took from that.
Here's Ryan Tannehill talking about what makes Khalil Mack elite.
He's just a good player all the way around. You know, good football player. He's strong. He plays to the whistle. He's physical. He's good with his hands. You draw up a defensive end, and, you know, he's pretty much the epitome of what you want to have. So, a ton of respect for him and his game, and we're gonna have to do a good job of having a plan. You know, obviously to help our guys out with him.
Yep, need a plan.
Yeah, the plan is put a bunch of humans on him. That's the plan. Put some people over there around Khalil Mack, and if you move to the other side, take those humans and put them over there by him. Leave a lot of people around him.
Tannehill was asked if he's going to have to adjust to this rebuilt offensive line.
Yeah, no question. Obviously, whenever guys go down, we have to adjust a few things. So I think everybody, not just me, but I think the entire offense, especially Coach Gase, you know, have to adjust the way we do things. So it's a battle, but it's part of the playing the game. You know, we're going to have guys go down, whether it's a receiver or O-lineman. Adjustments are always a part of that. So we have to respond better than anybody and adjust better than anybody. So that's what we're going to do.
And he hit that one on the head. It's all on Coach Gase. And Tannehill, kind of, I don't say he called him out. It's all on you. If he leaves,
here's
Tannehill,
your personnel. Like, make this work.
5-step drop in the pocket against Khalil Mack in his front seven. That is silly as hell. roll him out, establish a run, run at Khalil Mack. Make him work. Run sideline to sideline. Run some long zones to get the big guys tired going back and forth and then try to get a pass in. It is a lot on Gase for them to score on the Chicago Bears.
And finally, from Ryan Tannehill today, a couple stinkers in a row. He says you can't live in the past.
Football is a one-week-at-a-time thing. You know, whether it's a good game or a bad game, you can't hang on to what happened last week. Every week it resets. Have to learn from what you did right, what you did wrong, and move on and improve. So nothing really changes as far as that goes. You know, just put it behind you. Obviously, it hurts, but put it behind you and get ready for the next one.
Go out and win. Go out and beat the Bears. Is the line still Dolphins plus +3?
Yes.
The Hurricanes are still minus -6 on Saturday?
Last I checked.
All right. So a lot of people are eagerly anticipating Bob Bugner joining us in the next segment. And it's two groups of people. So you've got Panthers fans that are excited. The home season starts tomorrow. They opened, you know, Saturday in Tampa. They got a point, went to a shootout. But the home season opens tomorrow. We're going to do our show at the BB&T Center. I'm very excited. I'm staying for the game. Falero's going to join me. I got some friends coming. So people want to hear, you know, what Bob Bugner has planned and what the expectations are and whatnot. And certainly we can ask him.
Yes.
But there's another group of people.
That's what y'all love.
There's another group of people that are eagerly anticipating the number of times you're going to call him Boogeyman. We had Vinny Trocheck on from the Panthers last week, and I found it odd the number of times Crowder would refer to head coach Bob Bugner as Boogeyman. I called him out on it. Flair turned it into a song.
Hey, yo,
light skin.
And the Boogeyman, Coach Bugner. Did he change it all? Second year, comfort level, you know, understanding you guys. Did Boogeyman change it all this season?
Why do you keep calling him Boogeyman?
That's his damn nickname, boy.
But you don't know him. Why would you call him Boogeyman?
Vinny just said it's his nickname. Everybody knows it's on his Wikipedia. Boogeyman. 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 Boogeyman.
Boogeyman, Bob Bugner is going to join us next. How come you're not playing the Crowder remix?
I'm a little nervous.
Nervous?
I don't want to scare off Coach Bugner.
Bob Bugner is a nice guy.
And it's his nickname.
Yes, you've made that clear.
Okay, I just want to make sure y'all know.
He's on hold right now. I'll play this for him. So well, let me bring him on here. We'll go out to the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. Toyota of Hollywood, buy now and save big during the grand reopening of the all-new Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. Bob Bugner is the head coach of the Florida Panthers. They've got their home opener tomorrow at the BB&T Center. Crowder and I are going to be broadcasting live from 2 till 6 the way that we do for so many games during the season.
So much fun.
Very excited for staying after the game. After the show, we'll be watching the game. And like I said, they got a point in Tampa on Saturday, lost in the shootout. And Coach Bob Bugner is with us now. Hello, Coach.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Very good. So we had Vinny Trocheck on last week, and Crowder, who is fairly new to the hockey fandom, right?
He
played in the NFL for many years, but we do so many shows at the BB&T. You've become a Panthers fan.
Yeah, I've been doing, what, like 5 years now?
Yeah. And so we have Vinny Trocheck on, and Crowder was trying to connect with Vinny, and so he wanted to ask a question about your coaching style or whatnot, but he called you Bob Bugner, then the Boogeyman, then the Boogeyman again. He kept calling you the Boogeyman. Man, and I thought it was too much, and Vinny Trocheck didn't know what the hell was going on, and our producer turned it into a song.
Hey, yo,
light skin.
And the Boogeyman, Coach Bugner. Did he change it all? Second year, comfort level, you know, understanding you guys. Did Boogeyman change it all this season?
Why do you keep calling him Boogeyman?
That's his damn nickname, boy.
But you don't know him. Would you call
Vinny
him Boogeyman?
Vinny just said it's his nickname. Everybody knows it's on his Wikipedia. Boogeyman. Boogeyman.
How do you like the Channing Crowder remix of I'm Your Boogeyman?
I haven't heard that version yet.
Pretty strong, right? Pretty strong. That'll make your playlist?
That's funny. I was wondering what Vinny Vachocek must have been saying. He must have been laughing.
He was shell-shocked. He didn't know what the hell was going on.
He's surprised when he comes on with us.
We love having Vinny Trocheck on. You've got a good roster of personalities, right? I got so many things to talk about. Coach Bugner, and again, tomorrow night, Florida Panthers at the BB&T Center. First off, and a lot of Panthers are interested in this, what's the latest on Roberto Luongo?
Yeah, Louis, he's basically rehabbing right now. He's got a freak accident. One of our players fell on his knee, and he's bummed out naturally, obviously. But he's rehabbing already. I think it's been over 5 days since the injury. He's starting to walk a little better, but he's got a ways to go. I think he's probably going to be more like the 3-4 weeks before we start seeing him back practicing regularly and hopefully playing.
Does everyone call you Boogeyman?
No. Well, my kids don't, that started years ago, by the way, that nickname, and when I played in Buffalo, and I got my first NHL fight, and Rick Jenneret, who's been play-by-play in Buffalo for years, still is, he said, ladies and gentlemen, put your boys and girls to bed, the Boogeyman is out tonight. So that's how it started, way back then.
Do you like it? Like, would you embrace it if the whole fan base started calling you Boogeyman?
When I was younger and I was playing, it was probably cool. Now, I don't know. I'm an old, washed-up hockey player.
When Crowder says it, though, to Vinny Trocheck like 7 times in a row, is that odd? Isn't that odd to keep referring to someone as Boogeyman?
Oh, God. They were making T-shirts at one point. I think it was in Nashville when I was playing down there. They were selling Boogeyman T-shirts. So it caught on big time, but like I said, as a coach now, I'm sure players probably don't want to hear me called Boogeyman.
Let's bring that back at Pantherland, man. I'd buy a Boogeyman T-shirt.
I'm
talking to Doug Sifu when I see him tomorrow. Nice to get out of Tampa with at least a point, right? What was the message to the team after Saturday?
Yeah, we played really well. We executed a lot of the things we've been working on since training camp, and you know, it sucks that we couldn't get the next goal. We couldn't find the balance. I think we hit 5 posts, goal posts in the game, so we were a little unlucky, puck unlucky there, but it is what it is. I mean, the shootout, we go to a shootout, and it's anybody's guess. I mean, I don't know if I'm a huge fan of it. It's great for the fans, but from a coaching standpoint, you'd rather just decide the game in some kind of overtime format, but it is what it is. I mean, if we play that way, we're going to win a lot of hockey games this year.
And, Coach, with the slow start last year and then the very strong finish, was there a different approach to camp or just something to try to get that faster start and put both sides of the season together?
Yeah, that's a good question. We talked a lot about that and, the reason why we didn't make it last year. And there's two things. Second half, I mean, everybody's been talking about how great we were this night. Well, it was good because it gave a lot to our side, but I think, if we got to start from scratch, it doesn't mean anything now. Secondly, our first half, what we've been working on is basically to get better, to have a better start, is tightening up what we already introduced last year. And it was all new. It was all fresh. We had to learn the systems and believe in them and see them through. And now, the guys had some success with it in the second half. We should be able to tighten up on those details and become more of a structured team. And with the additions we made this summer and we increased the talent on the team, we're looking for a good start for sure.
How much during the off season did you think about not making the playoffs after getting so close and playing so well in the later part of the season?
Yeah, sitting around and watching 2 months of playoff hockey is not easy when you know that you're right there in the second half with all the best teams. So, we use it as a little bit of a motivator, obviously, here this year in training camp. And it's a matter of one, staying healthy. We are running into a few injuries as we speak, but one, staying healthy, and two, being more consistent. You can't go on a run where you're losing 2 or 3 in a row. You gotta be able to get the loss to the side and concentrate and win the next game right away and get back to what makes you successful.
Are you past it now? Are you completely past last season?
Yeah, I think I am. I mean, I've been looking forward to this season so much. I mean, we've only played one game. Other teams played 4 and 5. So our schedule's been real light here in the last couple of weeks. But getting back into camp, getting back to working here, you sort of forget what happened last year. I'll put it in the back of your mind and use it as a motivation.
And all the guys, a lot of them drafted by the Panthers, but the young guys now that have matured, Barkov the captain, Huberdeau, Trocheck, Bukestad, like what do you see when a guy matures? When you know, under a team he matures, like what do you expect to see out of those guys as a captain and a veteran player now that they have worked their way into the NHL, and most of them are all-stars by now?
Yeah, for me, the biggest thing I think is those guys need to make everybody else around them better. I mean, they've got to a position where you said it, young guys, they fought their way around, they've secured themselves their, you know, their job. Now they're in the sort of the prime of their careers. Now for me, it's helping the other guys that came in beneath them. And, you know, if Barkey's a centerman, I want to see him make his two wingers better around. I wanted him to be the, you know, the force that drives his line. And I think it's contagious. If, you know, the more you play the details, the harder you're playing. Guys respect that, and that's a big part of leadership. Just not what you say is how you actually perform.
Coach Bob Bugner, the Boogeyman, is with us. We're going to be out there tomorrow, BB&T Center. We will do our show from 2 till 6. We'll stay. We'll watch some Panthers hockey. Have you outlined to the team what your expectations are for the season? Have you at least come up in your head with, hey, this roster, this should mean X at the end of the season?
Yeah, I think, you know, we're not looking too far ahead. We don't want to talk about, you know, Stanley Cups and things like that. If you make the playoffs, everybody that makes the playoffs, 16 teams, everyone has a chance to win Stanley Cups. So the playoffs are our number one goal, our expectation. But to get there, again, we keep talking about, we don't want to think about where we're going to be in February and March right now. I want to be just really worried. I want to, try and drown out all the noise, and I want to talk about where we're going to be at the end of November. After our first 20 games, for me, I think we're capable of being a playoff team, but we got to make sure that we're not, you know, we're too far out of it and we're trying to play catch-up. We need to be in the middle of the pack, to the top of the pack, and people are trying to catch us.
Florida Panthers home hockey starts tomorrow, BB&T Center. You got to listen to me and Crowder. We'll be out there. Our show starts at 2. Did you call him Boogeyman once during this interview, Crowder?
No, man.
So you didn't say it once? Do you feel shortchanged, Coach, that Crowder never once called you Boogeyman?
I thought I heard him say Boogeyman once.
I did early on. Hey, right. Boogeyman, well, I go by Light Skin Wonder. So if you want to have Boogeyman, Light Skin Wonder, we can go back and forth. I'm cool with it, bro, but it's on you.
Should we provide the Boogeyman song to, I don't know, who takes care of the music there? Randy Moeller?
At the ice.
I don't know who's in charge of the music. Well, I'm going to get an MP3 to them.
Someone gets their hands on it. It'll be on somewhere for sure.
All right, we hope so. Good luck this season. We enjoy talking to you. We hope to talk to you more, and hopefully we can see a Panthers win tomorrow night.
Absolutely. Thanks, guys. I appreciate it.
Coach Bob Bugner there again. Well, yeah, Boogeyman. Now you're going to say it? Now you're going to say Boogeyman. You are such a fraud, man. Now you're going to light up.
He slunked off, Boogie.
He slunked away.
Hey, Coach, so now with all these young guys maturing.
All of a sudden, it's not Boogeyman, Boogeyman, Boogeyman. Do you have it? You don't even have it?
Hey, yo,
and the Boogeyman, Coach Bugner, did he change it all? Second year, comfort level, you know, understanding you guys. Did Boogeyman change it all this season?
Why do you keep calling him Boogeyman?
That's his damn nickname, boy.
But you don't know him. Would you call him
Boogeyman?
Finney
just said it's his nickname. Everybody knows it's on his Wikipedia. Boogeyman. Boogeyman.
Boogeyman. Boogeyman.
Hey, man.
So funny, man.
He loves it.
That is so funny. No, now you're doing it again. You just did it again.
Like, he loves it.
You don't know that. You don't know him.
He asked you.
You don't know him, and you don't know if he loves that or not. He could have hung up the phone and said, that was awful. I never want to go on with those guys again.
I know how to read people.
No, I don't think you do.
I read people like a book.
I don't think
like
you
Braille.
Do.
I don't even have to touch him.
I do not think that
I can
you
read
do.
Braille without touching it. Think about that.
That's actually like a good, I'm so down, I could read Braille without touching it.
Got him. Man, I read him. He likes it.
No, you can't say
he
it.
Did
you just
because
did it
like,
again. You
oh,
can't
when,
say it.
When
that.
I was younger, you know, but now I'm a coach.
Did you think he liked that, Valero?
I don't think he did.
I don't think
you can't read anybody.
If you think that. Why didn't you call him that?
Right. If you thought he was enjoying that.
Because I keep it professional.
You slunked away.
Do you see that? Like when I'm not supposed to say it, I say it. When I'm supposed to say it, I don't.
You slunked away.
Like Smokey and Debo.
Man, listen, y'all ain't got no game. Yeah. When Coach Bugner leaves, I'll be calling him Boogeyman again.
You know what we have in the... You know, we have in the next segment, we've got free pizza. A $50 pizza party at Blaze Pizza. You always talk about them on the air. Someone's going to win that in the next segment. You got to be listening.
That's amazing.
Yeah, it's a great prize. We're going to give away a $50 pizza party, if you will, at Blaze Pizza. We'll do that in the next segment. So do not go anywhere. Ira Winderman at 5 o'clock will give us the very latest on Jimmy Butler.
Radio.com.
Yeah. Valero had a weird tidbit of news. It's Giorgio Moroder that does this song. Remember this from that movie Midnight Express? Turkish prison.
I knew I heard this song.
Valero had a little weird tidbit about this song.
He is gonna he's 78 years old and he's embarking on his first live tour.
Don't fail.
Well, now what does that mean?
He's 78. Who starts something new at 78? That's dying time.
No, it's not.
78. 78. Tell me somebody started at 78 that they got amazing at. Gardening?
Has anybody started something at 78? And well, it's not that he's trying to become amazing at something. He's already got big hits. Like, he's just never toured.
That's something new.
He's a producer, right?
But to sit in a studio and make a song is way different than doing it in front of however many thousands.
Well, I don't even know how much, you know.
It's 4 dates.
Like, how entertaining would watching this particular song? It's a great song, but how entertaining would it be?
Thank you.
But it's kind of like house music.
Yeah.
You go see a DJ.
Yeah. Yeah.
They're not singing.
Mm-hmm.
He should tour with Steve Aoki.
Put your money in it. Invest. Put some money in his investment.
Oh, he'll make money on it.
Really?
Yeah.
He's never toured before. How can you say that? It's never happened before. You're ridiculous. You can't just say the man's going to make money. You just said who's going to go see it.
Yeah, if you say so.
I'm a businessman.
I love that song, though.
I never heard of this one.
Really?
Yeah.
Does it have words?
Nope.
The producer, bro.
Oh, y'all are... Oh, there's no chance this works. There's no words?
There's no words.
So he's going to go and just push play? What's he going to shake his booty?
But that is what DJs do, right?
No.
I mean, some house DJs have, like, samples of people singing in their songs. But
no, but they're just hitting play, though, right?
Yeah, like,
no,
play.
They scratched a little, and they turned the little knobs up and down.
Marshmallow? Marshmallow does that?
Marshmallow.
You know the DJ Marshmallow? You've never seen Marshmallow?
I think he plays like Fortnite with Ninja.
You guys are kidding.
Marshmallow.
I don't like it.
Sure, you guys have never seen Marshmallow the DJ?
Black dude?
Well, you don't know. He's a marshmallow.
Come on. Oh, the guy with the little head. Yeah, I've seen him before.
Not the little head. The marshmallow.
He was in Kanye West's video or something.
Right.
Oh, yeah, I have seen him.
Well,
he does tours?
I mean, is it really possible to forget Marshmallow?
So you thought you were talking like DJ Marshmallow.
Well,
like
that's who I was talking
normal.
About.
But we didn't know it was a real live Marshmallow.
Well, but that's what I'm saying. How could you forget? Of all the musicians to forget. Like, I understand if I say Steve Aoki and you go, who? Like, that wouldn't make sense to me. Marshmallow?
But who has a marshmallow
Nobody
head?
Nobody knows Marshmallow.
Exactly.
Like that.
That's my point.
He's not that famous.
Regardless.
6 days younger than me.
Marshmallow?
Christopher Cornstalk's his name. I'm going to call him that.
Cornstalk? Why didn't you just go with that?
Marshmallow. Cornstalk.
Be Cornstalk.
You know what?
Walk around like a cornstalk. It's your damn name.
No, that'll make it.
They What's happening?
On,
what
was that with Michael Jackson? The Wizard of Oz had a little walking cornstalk.
What? What are you talking about?
On Oz. I see. They say Wizard of Oz. I like the Oz with Michael Jackson when they dance and sing.
You love it so much that it's called the Wiz. This guy's calling it the Oz. Such a favorite of yours, the Oz, the Wiz, jackass. I mean, what is happening here?
The Wiz.
Thanks, Boogeyman.
Hey, I wasn't squirreling in the interview.
You
Somebody
were squirreling.
I wasn't squirreling.
You were squirreling.
Got a little scared.
What did we,
What did we learn about Jimmy Butler?
Yeah.
He teamed up with the end of the Timberwolves bench today to defeat the starters in a scrimmage.
So he's balling. Like, he's there to ball.
Yeah.
He wasn't...
But that's team unity.
Well, hey. Regardless, he's not there to lollygag. Like, you like just based on what we've read from...
Your first day back at practice, you pick up the four scrubs and whoop the starters. That doesn't form team bonding or team unity.
I think it shows that you're out there to play some serious basketball.
To embarrass your teammates. And then he messed with the man's girl. Man, Jimmy got to go.
Is he doing an interview with ESPN? Let me see what it says here.
Yeah, supposedly he was doing it already. It's going to be airing tonight.
So he's doing a sit-down interview with ESPN, and it's going to air tonight.
That's what I said.
That's going to be interesting. That is going to be really interesting.
We'll find out how right we are about his practice.
My guess, what you're going to hear, I think you're going to hear Jimmy Butler say, yeah, we let them know I wanted to be traded, but now that I'm back in Wolves camp, I'm ready to go. These are my teammates, and I'm going to play some basketball. Like, I don't think he's going to practice today and then sit down for an interview with ESPN and say, yeah, I didn't want to be there today. I'm not going to want to be there all season. I'm hoping they get rid of me. Like, I don't think you're going to hear that.
We are in two different camps.
Well, you might be right.
I think he's going to come out and say, listen, I made him happy. I came out here to practice. These guys they don't want to play with me. We have our past. Let me go. Stop putting the price so high on me. Let me go. I don't think he's going to just, because it was too long. It wasn't a day or two. This has it been a month? This has been a long time that they've been sitting around arguing. I don't think a month of arguing is handled one little practice. I think he'll come out with some nasty.
Well, it's the reality for him. Like, what good does he do himself if he just sits down now with ESPN and rips the team? Like, they've made it pretty clear whether they're you know, playing chicken or not, they've made it pretty clear we want him on our roster, and we don't have any desire to let him go for what we don't think his value is.
If he dogs the team again, it takes the price down again, doesn't it? Wouldn't it help him? If he wants to get traded, wouldn't it help him to come out and still be on the fence about the team where this guy does not want to be here? We're going to beg him to play for us. That's what I'm getting at.
I think it lowers his price. And it lowers his price, so that doesn't do
for him though to get to leave. Where like it was Jay Rich in the first rounder, and who else would JP Tucker, PJ Tucker,
Eric Gordon, and PJ Tucker.
They don't want to give PJ Tucker though. They'll give Eric Gordon.
Yes. So Eric Gordon and maybe a pick, and then or Jay Rich in a first rounder. If that wasn't enough, and he comes out again and doubles down on the fact that I do not want to be here. Could Jay Rich in the first rounder be enough then? Couldn't he be playing the game with this practice?
Right. Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. But maybe the Heat or the Rockets say, you know what? We don't even need to give up a first-round protected pick anymore. Like, yeah. You know, like, hey, if this guy is going to create serious discord all season long, we don't have to give you anything. Like, we'll give you a bad contract and Josh Richardson. You want it? No? Okay. Well, you're stuck with a disgruntled player, and he's leaving after the season. Have fun. So I don't know what's going to happen. I don't know what's going to happen. I know Ira Winderman's going to join us in about 10 minutes, and he can give us a little insight on this. I want to give away that Blaze pizza because I want to do that before I forget. Valero's not going to remind me. And
I just reminded you. What are you talking about?
When did you remind me? I missed it?
Yeah, I said in New Year.
We have a $50 pizza party courtesy of our friends over at Blaze Pizza. I love that place. I go there with my family all the time.
Oh, I do too.
My kid loves that place. They've got those new garlic knots, which are delicious.
Great.
You can visit one of their convenient locations, Davie, Fort Lauderdale, Boca Raton, where I am. They're opening a second one in Boca, by the way. Palm Beach Gardens, Royal Palm Beach. Oh, there you go. Coming soon to West Kendall and West Boca. That's the one that I saw. Made from scratch dough.
Yep. Every day. In-house.
Unlimited toppings.
I think my son gets stuff he doesn't even like just because he can get it.
Because you can choose.
Because I hold him up to look through the screen. Yellow, red, pink. He just gets everything he can.
You know what I've been getting at Blaze Pizza lately? The banana peppers on the pizza. It's a little something. Those are delicious.
And I put the jalapenos and the banana peppers. It's the spicy and the sweet.
They got a blazing hot oven equals fast-fired, perfectly crisp perfection only at Blaze Pizza. So, if you want to win a $50 pizza party to Blaze, be caller 5 right now on the contest line. 1-800-227-0560.
The pizza's always around like $8. So that's like 5 or 6 pizzas you can get. That's a party.
Yeah, that's a good party.
You are rolling, baby.
1-800-227-0560. Caller number 5, $50. Blaze Pizza.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.